There are so many things as humans that we don't really understand. There are mystic, magical, fated things, as well as otherworldly realms that we just can't comprehend unless it's through the journey of our own soul. I'm your host, Steffi, aka The Spirit Sis. I'm a psychic medium, astrologer, and intuition teacher, and I'm here to take you on an exploration of all things spiritual. I'm going to connect to source, give you divine downloads, and I want to keep you in the spirit loop. So here is the psychic scoop. Hi, little cuties. Welcome back to Psychic Scoop. I'm your host, Steffi, aka Spirit Sis. I'm an evidential psychic medium, professional astrologer. Wow. Really thought I was going to nail it on the first try. Happy New Year. Okay. I guess I need to do my vocal warm-ups. Okay. Let's try that again. I am a professional astrologer and intuition teacher here to usher you through, hold your hand, or jump on your back and ride into the sunset into a spiritual awakening. I am excited about 2024. I finally feel like this fog has lifted. If you've been following me on Instagram or TikTok, I've been talking about how that whole holiday season and even all of December felt a little foggy. It felt like we were all in quicksand. And because of the Mercury retrograde, it felt almost unnecessarily restless. And I really didn't feel like I got the full amount of recuperation that I wanted to. And because it is Capricorn season and us in the Northern Hemisphere, we are celebrating a winter, I do really strongly resonate with hibernating during this time and taking things slow and resting our bodies. So if you are feeling like you're moving into 2024 with, you know, no real plan, no clarity, no intentions, I'm with you, because that for me happens in the spring equinox. That's the astrological new year when, you know, Aries season happens. That's the first cardinal sign of the zodiac, and that kind of launches the astrological new year. And then if you really want to get into it, you can look at your personal astrological new year, which is going to be different for every single person. That's your rising sign cusp. I teach that in the transit course. But anyway, I digress. Basically, I finally felt excited to record a podcast. I was just in this Gaba the Hut. Is that right? Okay, I just had to look it up. It's Jabba. I was close. I've just been feeling like a little blah, but I'm really excited to record this very back to basics episode. And as you know, everything here is spirit-led. I always wait for spirit to give me a topic to talk about, a collective feeling, or even spirit coming in really strong and just with the channeled message. And so about a few days ago, I was really asking the universe, you know, what am I supposed to lead 2024 with? I want to make it a really exciting or insightful episode for our listeners. And all of a sudden, I get a DM from one of my clients and friends, James, and he was like, hey, this is so crazy, but I just felt the pull to message you this. Have you done a podcast episode about the clairsenses? And he was saying, you know, I believe I'm claircognizant, but I'm not really sure I need more clarification, or would you go into that? And I was like, of course you messaged me an hour after I asked spirit and the universe to give me a podcast episode. And, you know, I waited on my emotional wave. It was hit with my sacral because I'm a man gen. So I was like, okay, this is the podcast episode. So I want to go through all of the clairsenses, and I might have touched on this in a previous podcast episode or maybe one or two, but this is just solely dedicated to understanding your clairsenses. And if you don't know what clairsenses is, it's basically your intuitive gifts in this lifetime and your spiritual awareness. And I really want you to tap in to your own body and your feelings when you are listening to all of the senses I describe, and see which one resonates the most right now for you. And maybe that's a signpost for you to lean into that. Now, I also want to tell you that sometimes clairs can change, or they can heighten, or they can, one can take priority over another. And I'll explain that, because that's my journey as a psychic medium. They've changed and evolved, and I actually use a blend of the clairs. So you actually might have more than one clair that you resonate with, or maybe one that's a primary clair, or maybe there's two that kind of go in tandem. So listen to all of them and really kind of see what tickles the senses. Very tongue in cheek, because it's literally all about senses. And let's kind of dive in. So the clair senses are often referred to as psychic abilities or our intuitive abilities, and they really encompass a range of our sensory perceptions beyond the five physical senses. So these abilities are believed to tap into deeper intuitive understanding of the world and the energies that surround us. Now, the prefix clair, it's spelled C-L-A-I-R, and it's derived from the French word for clear, and that emphasizes the clarity or vividness of these perceptions. Now, the importance of clair senses for intuition is really about the capacity to connect you to a broader or non-physical realm of knowledge, and even further your insights to what you didn't even believe was possible. And they are crucial for enhancing intuition, but there's also a few things that they are good for. So one of them is expanded perception. The clair senses extend beyond the limitations of those physical senses, so it allows you to access information that might not be immediately apparent right now in the physical plane. Also, knowing clairs can help your energetic awareness, because there are subtle energies and vibrations constantly happening around you, and this will tap you into an emotional, a spiritual, an energetic aspect of places, of people, and of situations. Also, knowing your clairs can just be good for guidance or wisdom, because you can tap in to receive that guidance or that foresight that maybe goes beyond logic or beyond your conventional knowledge that really might help in decision making or even problem solving. And I already talked about how it's such a big tool for your intuitive gifts. And I believe knowing your clairs also enhances your intuition. I teach this in the intuition course in depth, but really, if you tune into this, you can amplify your intuitive abilities. It also can be described as your sixth sense, right? Like you're finely attuned and you allow for a deeper understanding of circumstances and events when you lean into the clairs. Also, there's a spiritual connection that comes with knowing what clair is your strongest, because it really facilitates this connection to the spiritual realm and allows you to receive guidance from higher sources like your spirit guides or your spirit team or even the universe. And I'll explain exactly how I get channeled messages too. But more importantly, just to wrap this up in a bow, knowing about your clairs is really good for personal development of your soul. So it's just personal, but also spiritual growth, right? It encourages you to trust your instincts, explore your own inner wisdom, and embrace a more holistic understanding of yourself and maybe even of the world around you. And the last thing I want to note, I love how universally accepted this is. Like, it doesn't matter what belief system you believe in or were raised in, every single person has a clair sense that's very strong or is connected to, you know, their sense of intuition. Everyone is psychic. I believe truly everyone can tap in to the alternate realms or to channel. And this is a really good digestible way to break it down so you can believe in it yourself. So let's tap into them. The first one I'm going to talk about is clairvoyance, which is the celebrity clair. We have heard about it before, or we call people clairvoyants if they are psychics or mediums. You've probably seen it, you know, somehow perceived in the media or movies. And clairvoyance means clear seeing. So it's the ability to receive information or visions through images or symbols, and you're going to see all this in your mind's eye. And it's often perceived as mental images or scenes, or even sometimes you can kind of see silhouettes or quick flashes of scenes. And with this clair, oftentimes you might think, wow, I just have a vivid imagination, and maybe you have foresight for the future, and then all of a sudden it happens. But when you're having this clairvoyance, you kind of gaslight yourself and you're like, wait a second, no, that can't be happening. And then all of a sudden it happens and you're like, wait, I saw that. Like, I actually saw it playing out in my mind's eye before it actually happened. That's very common for people who are clairvoyant. Now, examples of clairvoyance, sometimes visualizing symbols or images that represent future events. And when you are in deep in meditation, you can see this, or even if you have very vivid dreams, you can see this later manifest in life. Like, you're constantly playing a movie in your head or your mind's eye. If you see auras or energy fields around people or objects, you could be clairvoyant. If you see or tap into paranormal energy, like you actually see ghosts, you can be clairvoyant. Or if you receive flashes of insight or visions about a person's past or future, again, it's gonna be different for everyone, but it could be a flash like a movie, it could be a really short scene, it could be a symbol or an image or something. Even it could be a stagnant or still image. It's still all going to be clairvoyance if you see it in your mind's eye. The next clair I want to talk about is clairaudience, which means clear hearing. So this is the capacity to receive messages or information through auditory perceptions beyond just your physical hearing, such as inner voices or sounds. And so examples of how this is going to play out is hearing this inner voice that is not your own. So this is going to be really interesting because sometimes it can be your higher self. Sometimes it can be a voice that's maybe a spirit guide or messenger or even a loved one coming forward. So you might even receive messages too through music or hearing specific songs that have a very personal significance to you. You can pick up on whispers or maybe even conversation or sounds. I find people who are clairaudient are very, very, very sensitive to sounds. So sometimes even like they need protection from sounds. Like, they wake up in the middle of the night because they hear something. I have clairaudience and it's very strong. And my fiance always jokes, like, a squirrel could fart 3 miles away and you would wake up in the middle of the night and hear it. So I'm very sensitive to sound. I always need, you know, I need noise canceling headphones and like certain white noise, even when I sleep. Otherwise I will hear every single thing. And hearing from loved ones, you know, this is direct communication from the spirit realm. So you might hear words, like I said, you might hear guidance, you might hear specific, I don't want to say warnings, but you can hear different things and foreshadowing events that can happen. Sometimes for me, even when I'm channeling, I might just hear like a letter, like a J or an H or something like that. So you kind of have to piece it together. But that is clairaudience. The third clair is called clairsentience, which is clear feeling or clear sensing. And that is the ability to sense or feel energy, emotions, or information beyond the scope of regular physical touch or emotions. So examples of this, it's maybe you walk into a room and you just emotionally feel without any visible cues, something's off. The vibe is weird with that specific person, or something just feels off about several people in the room. Or there could even be a hole or energy leak, you know, just somewhere in the building. Like, maybe someone had died there, or maybe there was tragedy, or maybe there's just a weird portal. The person who has clairsentience, the second they walk into that space, will be able to feel that. Now, this is also sensing discomfort or unease in those places or those people. And you might even experience physical sensations such as tingling or warmth in a response to the spiritual energy. Like, for example, if someone has, you know, let's say like a sore throat, or maybe they just got over strep throat, if you're talking to that person, you might feel a little tingling in your throat or maybe a tightness in your throat. And it's not necessarily your energy, but you are tapping in and feeling that other person's sickness, illness, or even the energy that they are working on through one of their chakra systems. Also, feeling the sudden change in atmosphere during spiritual or paranormal encounters, like you awake in the middle of the night and you just feel something's watching you or something feels off. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it, is like something was wrong, something was off, something feels different. And it is just a deep feeling in your body, and it's really subtle. Now, one thing I have to note about clairsentience is it doesn't stay with you. So if I am with a girlfriend and all of a sudden like my ear starts ringing, I'm like, do you have an ear infection? And they'll be like, yeah, actually I do have an ear infection. And I'll be like, okay, great. And then I'll move on with my day. And I don't normally carry that with me for the rest of the day, but just something to note. If you feel something's off in the room or anything like that, it's going to come in a quick flash and it's going to be in the moment. The fourth one is claircognizance or clear knowing. It's this intuitive knowledge or understanding of information without the need for logical reasoning or external validation. I find that claircognizance is one of the more difficult clairs to really grasp and embrace, because people who have this clair are normally very logical people, or they tend to err on the side of thinking things through or thinking about their future, and they have a lot of these skills and resources to grab from. So when claircognizance comes in and you just know something in the moment, you second guess, oh no, that doesn't make sense because this, and there is an obsessive thought or thinking or pattern that kind of talks you out of your initial intuition. And I find this a lot with my claircognizant clients. And I always tell them, no, like your first instinct was the right one. Don't let your brain bully you or talk you out of it. Now, claircognizance examples is instantly understanding the meaning behind symbols or signs without needing external information. So not seeking reassurance or seeking validation for that sign that you get. And sometimes claircognizance people just know the outcome of a situation without that logical reasoning. So maybe sometimes this has a lot to do with foresight too. Like, oh, I know you're going to get pregnant this month. Like, I just know it. You're going to have a girl and that's it. And it just comes with this weird clarity, and the person receiving it is like, wait, what? Where did that come from? And it's like, I just know you're pregnant, right? That happens a lot. And there's this deep unexplained sense of certainty or conviction about a person or an event when you have claircognizance, and it does wash over you really quickly and really strongly. So you might be able to understand these complex concepts without even prior study or experience, just through this intuitive aha moment. Yes, I understand it. Now, if you have claircognizance, find safe people you can start sharing your intuition with. Like if you're getting psychic hits and there's this open invitation that you can possibly relay information to them, that's great. But also you can be claircognizant all on your own by writing or jotting down these moments of intuition quickly. So whenever I get a claircognizant hit, I write it in my notes. A perfect example is my friend's pregnant. That's funny, I said the pregnant thing. And we all thought she was having a boy. Like we always knew she was having a boy, like our entire friendship. We were like, the firstborn's going to be a boy. And like maybe 3 or 4 days before we found out the gender, I wrote in my notes, I was like, is she having a girl? ? I'm like, it's definitely a girl now. And I just wrote it in my notes and went along with my day, didn't think anything of it. And then of course revealed that it was indeed a girl. So maybe to have a little record, you can have a little journal, or even just the notes in your phone whenever you get a hit, and don't look at it again for a few days. Don't overthink it. Don't second guess it. Just write it down and come back to it when it's revealed to you. Now, these next two are a little more uncommon, but it doesn't make them less special. If anything, it's more special because they're a little bit different, but also highly potent. So one of them is the clairalliance, which is clear smelling. So you have a perception of scents and odors that are not physically present. So it's often associated with spiritual or energetic phenomena. So a lot of times this can be present if you smell a loved one's perfume or cologne after they passed. Like you walk into the room and you know your grandma loved the smell of lavender or she had lavender oil, then all of a sudden it's like you get hit with this huge, huge burst of lavender and nothing in your house has lavender or there's nothing that would even remotely mimic that type of smell. That is definitely clear smelling. And sometimes maybe you're detecting a certain scent or other fragrances without an apparent source. So that's kind of like what I just said. Like you have no idea. There's no logical explanation of where that could come from, but it makes sense, right? And sometimes you might experience unusual smells as a sign or a message from the spiritual realm. Like, I don't know. I've also had people or clients come to me and they talk about how they smelled fire or smoke, and maybe they got out of their building really quickly, and then, smoke, and it ended up happening like hours later. Like that's like an extreme case. But you kind of just smell, you can even just smell something's off, right? Like it might not even be anything physically is off, but when you go into a room or go into a place or you're talking to a person, you're like, like you can smell it out. The energy just doesn't feel right. So it could even just be a specific memory from the past, right? Or a spiritual presence of some sort. So clear smelling is honestly just as simple as it sounds. You smell something is off, you smell something is reminiscent, and when you smell it, it again, it's with any of these clairs, right? It hits you in the moment, don't second guess it, and trust your gut. And the last one I want to talk about, very similar to clear smelling, is actually called clear tasting. And it's the ability to taste flavors or receive information related to a person or a situation without having physical contact with that source. So you might be able to taste a flavor associated with a deceased loved one, or maybe a memory of a dish they used to make or something you loved eating with them. Or maybe you're experiencing a taste that symbolizes like a particular emotion or an energy of a certain place. Like maybe you are in Paris and you are tasting these buttery, flaky croissants, in this like, oh my gosh, I don't know why I just instantly thought of that famous YouTube video, buttery, flaky crust. Okay, if you know, you know. But anyway, maybe you're tasting this history that's happened in that place. That wasn't the best example, but maybe there's some sort of historical significance to a place when you suddenly taste something in your mouth that would be reminiscent of that place, right? And you might have a certain taste to a presence or particular energies of spirits. Actually, this is a really good one. One of my energy healers, she always tastes pennies or like dimes or anything metallic when she's around someone who's toxic. Or it could be, potentially she's tapping into someone who has like a blood disorder or things like that. So maybe if you're able to pick up on when something either tastes off or funny in your mouth, what that could mean, and start to maybe take note of the taste that tastes good in your mouth or the taste that feel off in your mouth. And maybe receive information and kind of have a guidebook as to what that means for each situation. So those last two, right? Clear smelling and clear tasting, a little more specific, but definitely very special because they're a little more of the rare clair senses. So hopefully after running through all of those, you might have a good idea of which one resonated the most. But I also wanted to remind you, you can have all of them. Or you might have one that's really strong, or you might have a blend of three or four. There have been certain times of my life where I have
had one that was just like so insanely potent and maybe one that I couldn't tap into. And they kind of, I don't know, it's like a whack-a-mole. They kind of switch depending on who I'm with or the circumstances. But for the most part, if you're an intuitive person and you're always working on your mindfulness, or you sit in meditation, or you're connecting with nature and you're slowing down, there's a really big possibility that you might have a greater awareness of the clairs at any given time. And my journey with being a psychic medium and at least my clair senses. So when I kind of talked about this a little bit, but when I first started understanding my spiritual gifts was because I was seeing spirit all the time. Growing up, I would definitely use a little bit of clairaudience because I would hear, you know, someone say like my grandma's name or say something specific about a deceased loved one. But for the most part, it was really just these very vivid dreams, these very vivid images. I was always obsessed with film and TV. So a lot of times I kind of gaslighted myself like, no, I just, you know, I'm meant to write this in a story. But then it would come true, or I would be right about what I was seeing, right? So the more and more that happened, I felt more comfortable. But seeing ghosts and paranormal things all the time, I mean, it just got so scary at a certain point. And when I went to college, I was seeing ghosts around campus, and I had this like aha moment where I was just saying out loud to spirit, like, listen, if you want me to have these gifts, like I can't be seeing them all the time. Like it's freaking me out. And I think it might have even been Teresa Caputo that did this too. There was a psychic medium that kind of had the same journey, and it all of a sudden swapped for me to clairaudience, where I wasn't seeing the ghosts as much or sensing them around like in the dorm room. I was actually hearing them, which I know sounds maybe even scarier, but for me it was more manageable. Like I would hear a name, I would hear how they passed, I would hear certain specific things. And then that switched over to clairsentience, where I would feel the energy of the room. I would feel things were off. I would feel a paranormal spirit. And this doesn't even just have to be paranormal. It could be just energies of people or places or things in general. But when I started to really trust and hone my gifts being a medium, and I stopped really communicating or even moving ghosts, you know, to the other realm, which I still do from time to time, but that was my main focus. When I started to connect to the higher realms, the higher frequencies, and channeling with people who have crossed over and are in a higher frequency place, I started to blend the gifts for messages to channel. So a lot of times what will happen first when I'm, you know, talking to someone or I'm in a session with someone, I will instantly hear the name. Like that's something I hear first. And then I ask them how they died, and they usually will imprint a feeling onto me. So if I feel like a harsh, you know, knock to the chest, it's usually something that happens sudden. If maybe they had some sort of illness, I feel my muscles weaken. It's different per person. And obviously every circumstance is different about how someone has passed. And then I see images, and that's how I relay almost my spirit dictionary to someone. Like they'll show me maybe they had a mustache, or they'll show me specific movies that are in relation to what that person was like. I oftentimes will get a Dirty Dancing movie reference, or Ghost, or 80s movies if they're trying to say like, oh, you know, I was really into dancing. I get Dirty Dancing. It's very specific to me, and Spirit does a really good job of giving me references for my clairvoyance of little images and films and things that will kind of resonate. And then it's up to me to interpret the message. So that's where it sometimes gets funky. But I don't know. I mean, there's also major times of my life, like claircognizance, where I'll just know things and just say them without having hearing it or seeing it or having this basically whole show and dance. I think claircognizant is one of the most in the moment, easy, intuitive gifts to have, but it's also one of the hardest because you really don't know, like, was that me? Was that not? Where clairaudience, it's like, no, this is clearly not my inner monologue. This is not my own voice. And the images, you're like, this is so random. Why am I getting the image of a Ferris wheel right now? Like, that has nothing to do with me. Or even the clairsentience, like, I know I don't have heartburn consistently. Like, why am I feeling this in my chest? Whereas claircognizance, it's like, I don't know why you're pregnant, but you are, or I don't know why you're going to New York next week, but I promise you are. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone will reach out to me and be like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. I actually am going to New York. It was like a surprise trip, whatever that is. So the more comfortable you are with yourself, and for me personally, it did take a little bit of trial and error and fear, like moving through that fear of telling someone. Obviously, I wait for an invitation now. I feel like sometimes it can be jarring to go up to someone and just say something, even though that's something I did for 10 plus years. I find that spiritual or psychic gifts, or even your clair senses, are used best when there is an open invitation or even some type of energetic exchange between two people, whatever that is. I mean, I'm sure if you have like very close family and friends, you can tell them all the time, and that's great. And you know, clair senses are also like, I know I talked a lot about ghost stuff, but it's a lot of really positive things. Like, I get flashes of my friends' names or hear their name, or I'll see their face and I'll just call them and be like, spirit was showing me your face this morning. And all my friends like, no, okay. And they're like, oh my gosh, I told your spirit team to do that because I'm going through something and I really wanted you to reach out or whatever. So just listen to your inner guidance and you know, your own sense of self when you are channeling. And it's really a beautiful thing to lean into this. And even though if you have no interest in giving these messages to people, the clair senses can be used really strongly on your own decision making. And when you're moving from one step to another, this problem solving or this clarity or just tapping into that inner guidance from your guides, really, it's so incredibly helpful and purposeful and feels so aligned and juicy when you get that hit, you don't second guess it, and then your intuition was right. It's like the best feeling in the world. And yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm very excited to share this with you and can talk about it all day, but I'd love for you to think about what clair you have or explore it. And if you're so confused, I'm like, I have no idea what clair I am, I actually go into detail about this in my intuition course. And it's a 7-day self-paced intuition course. And I talk about the clairs. I even do a couple of exercises to, I don't know, it's actually kind of game. It's pretty fun of how to understand what clair sense you have. So if you're interested in that, I'll leave it in the show notes. We also have a spiritual community, psychic, I mean, good psychic or like-minded intuitive community where you can chat with other people or give each other readings or whatever. So I'd love for you to hop on board with that. But anyway, thanks for being here today. And as always, if you do get that intuitive hit to reach out, or there's something you want to hear on the podcast, you can reach out, DM me at spirit_sis on Instagram or TikTok spiritsis. Also have my YouTube, which, you know, I'm going to start working on content over there too, video content. This is going to be a year of content, y'all. I feel it. I feel excited to share more of my personal life with you. And I love you if you're here. Thank you for being here. And if you love the podcast or like this episode, please rate and review wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Also, look out on my Instagram. I'm going to be doing a reading giveaway where I want to give away a reading of your choice. So you can either choose between an aura reading, a tarot card, which is basically a psychic reading, and a 2024 transit reading. So you get your choice, whatever you feel. Use your clair sense to decide which one you want. And it's actually a really simple giveaway. So go to my Instagram for the rules there. And that contest will end on January 19th. So I'm really looking forward to gifting someone, one of my listeners, an amazing chance to get to know yourself through a reading. That's like very exciting for me. And until next time, I will see you so soon, or feel you, or hear you, or smell you, or taste you. You know what I mean. All right. Love you. Bye.